meditation. So wherever you are, get yourself comfortable. And as usual, I will start and finish with the sound of the Tibetan bell. So let's just begin. Gently close your eyes. Let's just look forward, just to relaxing and enjoying the experience. We heard the Tibetan bell, so we're into the journey already. So we're going to take a few minutes just to relax your body and your mind. There's no rules or requirements here. Just listen to the words and try to relax. If you get any other thoughts, noises, or distractions, just acknowledge them, let them pass. Just refocus again on the task and hopefully the relaxation that comes with it. So wherever you are, be comfortable, but not too much so. Get yourself comfortable in the chair, get those feet planted, find somewhere to put your hands. Maybe put them on your knees or your thighs. Just close your eyes and start to breathe in and out. And it's really up to you. You can do a few slow, deep breaths. Try to find something that works for you. And alongside that, as you're letting go of your breath, just imagine yourself letting go of any stress, anything you might be holding on to, any frustration. And as you draw in and breathe in that breath, just imagine yourself breathing in love, good vibes, really good feelings. So letting go of any stress and just bringing in good feelings, relaxation. Just find a nice easy rhythm, breathing in and out. Something simple, something natural, something comfortable. And as I speak, just allow the images to form in your mind naturally when we go on the journey in your own time. So let's do a quick body scan over our body, and we're going to take each body part. And as I say it, we're going to bring our own awareness to it, try to relax each part. Let's start with our legs. Just put your concentration on your legs, just imagine them relaxing. And then your arms. Now your chest, and now your jaw, an area where we do sometimes store up that frustration, and then your forehead, another favorite. And now you turn your own attention to any areas that might be stressful for you or painful. Just turn your own attention to that area, just try to relax it. You should feel your body start to relax. Now we're going to go on a guided journey, and I hope that you enjoy it in whichever way comes naturally to you. So you're in a room. It's a place you feel comfortable. It's filled with things you know, the pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions, and the decor. It all feels familiar to you. This is your place, a place you feel comfortable in and safe. As you look around on the wall, there are a few hooks. They contain coats, jackets, hats, gloves, anything else that you might wear to stay warm and comfy. And you look out of the window and you see a lovely springtime day with clear blue skies, and you feel happy. You're going to go outside, enjoy some spring sunshine. You just need a coat maybe and some gloves, and you'll be cozy for the trip. So you spend a moment just getting what you need, preparing yourself, getting ready for some spring sunshine. And now you're ready. And as you look around, in the corner of the room is a door, and the door leads outside, and you open, stepping through into the gorgeous spring air outside, and you stand there, taking in what is a beautiful day. And then you head down some stairs, and you carefully, as your foot touches each step, you feel warm and good feelings inside. You feel calm, and as you descend, each step is unlocking good feelings, optimism, calm, until you get to the bottom. You find yourself in a meadow. As you look around, there's lush green grass with a well-trodden path down the left-hand side. There's a few flowers starting to poke through. Really looks like something from a postcard, and you can smell some of the flowers. There's a fence that separates the meadow from another similar area. As you scan across and you start to look into the next meadow, you see it. There's a few animals playing in the sunshine. They're far enough away not to care about humans. And you stand for a moment and you watch. And as you watch, you know nature is almost hypnotic to us. We can get calm and serenity just from watching animals be free. It feels good to be out in nature, but you decide you want to continue on your way. And so we walk on, keeping the fence by your side until you reach the end of the meadow. Ahead is a pathway into some woods, and you head straight into the woods down a track. You can smell the pine needles, you can see the greens and the browns of the trees, and the sun is just splitting through the tree line as you continue. Sometimes you're bathed in sunlight, sometimes not so much so. Your senses are alive now, the smells, the colours, and the sounds. They permeate through you as you get deeper on the path. As you look under the trees, there are a few flowers. You marvel that they're able to flourish and thrive in the shadows of the giant trees. It reminds you we can all flourish. We just need the will and a little faith. As you look ahead, on the path is a tiny rabbit, watching you as you approach. And it moves off and heads down a smaller path to your left. And you decide to take the same route, in sync with the rabbit, wondering where it might lead you. It would seem you're both on a route to the same place. And as he hops further and further down the path, you follow carefully in his footsteps. As the path bears around to the left and the rabbit disappears from view, you catch up. And then you see it ahead, a beautiful pond filled with all kinds of fish of all colours, some big, some small. Some are orange, thick bodies, some are yellow, more streamlined like a torpedo, and thinner some. There are white fish and blue fish. Orange, some are white and blue mixed. As you get closer, you can see the water is coming into the pond through a rockery that's slowing down the water and makes a gorgeous bubbling sound, but it's aerating the water into the pond. And you think nature has a way of knowing what works, often solving its own challenges. You stand at the edge of the pond and you watch the fish gracefully swimming around, never touching one another, never stopping. And it makes you think of your own life. Is it like the fish, never stopping? Is it like the fish, collision free? Are you part of a family, a community? Or are you lonely or searching for something more? as you stand at the edge of the pond, looking in, watching the fish. Just take a check of your emotions. Just take a moment just to see how you're feeling inside right now. Maybe it's been a tough year. Maybe it's stressful. Maybe we've lost someone recently or even longer ago, but we can still feel it. As you stand there at the pond, you can just allow yourself to really feel your emotions. Let them bubble up. Let them out. Let them out as emotions, feelings, or tears here, now. Just let them go in whatever way feels natural. It's okay. And now say to yourself, I am okay. I am enough. I love you. And imagine sending yourself a bright light, so bright because it's so full of love, inescapable. Imagine it permeating into you. There's nowhere that it can't reach. And it's being absorbed by you. As you stand there in front of the pond, just feel the love traveling all over your body, slowly but surely, until there's no part of you untouched. You are okay, and you are enough. As you look into the water, the fish still effortlessly gliding around in the pool. It feels so peaceful here, silent, but for the sound of the bubbling water and the occasional further sounds, maybe from animals in the woods. And you feel so much better now. Such a beautiful place, and being here, you really feel at one with nature. And inside, you feel optimistic about the future, whatever it holds. But sadly, it's time for us to leave. And so you wind your way back, without the rabbit company this time. You're on the path, back through the woods, enjoying those fresh scents again of the pine and the flowers. The last of the day sun, sometimes on, sometimes not on you. Maybe feeling emotional. Maybe feeling serenity, calm. Maybe feeling some growth. Feel better for being out in nature. You continue back down the path until you find yourself back in the meadow. As you head up across the meadow, you find a few kind words that you think you might need to hear. And you say them quietly to yourself on the walk. Kindness is a good trait. Self-kindness, even better, so important. The next time any frustration builds inside you, just think of these kind words that you found for yourself and say them to yourself again, just until the moment passes. And then say them again until you believe them. It's been an emotional journey, and as you arrive back and you head back up the steps carefully, last of the spring sun on your back, you feel grateful that you could do this today. As you head back into your room, it's that place of comfort somewhere you feel safe. You take off your jacket, anything else, hang them back up, ready for another adventure. And then you sit for a moment. You go back to the simple breathing that you started this journey. You're breathing out anything stressful that you might want to hold on to. You're breathing in love, good vibes. Gently in, gently out. And you listen for the end of the journey today and the Tibetan bell. But you can come back anytime you like. This is your place.